Hello, this is Pastor Raymond Rivers, and you've tuned in to the Bible Beacon Podcast. Thank you so much for doing so, because we're looking forward to getting to share from the Word of God something that we believe will brighten your day and show you the way that God would have you to walk. It has been a quite interesting week, much to talk about, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things concerning the president, the election, and so much more next on the Bible Beacon Podcast. All right, welcome back. This is Pastor Raymond Rivers, and you're listening to the Bible Beacon Podcast, and we're glad that you have chosen to do so. A lot has happened this week, one of those being we found out last week, toward the end of the week, that President Trump and his wife Melania Trump have tested positive, both of them, as you well know, for the COVID-19 virus. And then you found out that just a little while later, they took him to the hospital where he has been receiving treatment. Now, I think it's great that he is getting treatment and everything. And I'm very saddened, though, that there are people on Twitter and other media formats that have saying that they wish that he would die. That is so sad. And I don't feel that way. I don't feel like that's the way we should be handling this way, because I'm a Christian. I have a biblical worldview. I say that without apology. And I don't say that as a perfect individual. But I do know that the Bible addresses this issue, at least in principle. And I guarantee you, wishing that Trump would die is not the right way to handle this situation. How do you know, Brother Raymond? Because of what God's Word has to say. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, it says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. My Bible tells me that right now I'm supposed to be praying for President Trump. And by the way, we have been here at our house and in our church, and that's what we're doing. We're praying for him. We want him and his wife Melania to recover from this fully and to be strong and continued, you know, being able to lead our country. And I believe that for regardless of what a person's party is, we're to be praying for them. It makes it very clear who this is talking about in verse 2. It says, for kings and for all that are in authority. And I believe that, you know, you would put the president in that position. And we need to be praying for him. And I believe that all of us need to do that. If we're going to claim, I don't care if you claim to be Democrat, I don't care if you claim to be Republican. The fact is, if you are truly a Christian, the Bible says we are to be praying for our president. And I believe with all of my heart that if you can't do that, then there's a serious spiritual problem in your own heart and life. And, you know, I'm not here saying vote for this person or vote for that person, do this, think that. I'm just simply saying the Word of God has to say, or what that it does say, that we're to pray for the president. Notice it says, for, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, not against all men. And I believe that people ought to be ashamed hoping that President Trump would die. That is not the Christian attitude. The Bible even says that we're to love one another. And I don't see love in any of those remarks that people have been calling for President Trump to die. That's so sad. But you know, we're going along, we get through the debate, and I'm not really going to cover that. I'll let you, there's been so much said already on that. But you know, we come out of the debate, next thing you know, we find out that Trump has President Trump has got all of this coronavirus, him and Miss Melania, and then now all of a sudden we're seeing so much change, you know, between sports and different states closing and staying open and doing this and allowing that, and some are not allowing it. It gets a lot of confusion, and it's very, very good possibility that when you go to bed tonight, if the Lord wills, that we have tomorrow and we are able to get back up tomorrow, is a very good chance that things will change. Things change. The economy changes. Culture, unfortunately, changes. A lot of people's opinions, good and bad, changes. And a lot of things just change. And, you know, I think that most people have, that has any sense at all, knows that things change. You read from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there's a time for this and a time for that. And as you read all of that, you realize that, you know, that there's seasons in life, and seasons come and seasons go. But one thing that I want to read to you today is from the book of 1 Corinthians. Probably more often than not, you would hear this maybe at a funeral. But 1 Corinthians 15 says, beginning in verse 50, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." In other words, not all believers will die physically. Some Christians, some believers will die physically. Some will not. But the Bible says, we shall not all sleep, but we shall not all die, but we shall all be changed. And we, all believers, will get a new glorified body. But verse 52 says this, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." He's dealing with what is mentioned in verse 50, that flesh and blood cannot receive or enter into the kingdom of God. That has to have a glorified body. And that's an exciting thing. Could you imagine what it's going to be like to be in a body that doesn't have cancer, will not experience heart attack or stroke, aneurysms, or anything like that? And boy, I tell you, I look forward to that day to be able to, without limitation, praise the Lord in heaven for all eternity. And I'm looking forward to that. But as Paul is dealing with this issue, he is talking about that we are all going to be changed. We're all going to be in that new glorified body. Now, as believers that are still on this earth, we have not yet received that glorified body. And that body is going to be changed at the rapture. That glorified body is coming, and we're going to experience that. And boy, what a day that's going to be to get to see Jesus. But ladies and gentlemen, it will be a change. He tells us very clearly in verse 51, "But we shall all be changed." Verse 52, "And we shall be changed." And what I'm trying to get you to understand is that life is full of change. But when it comes to the moment that we refer to as the rapture, it's going to happen. It's going to be a big change. But what I want you to really focus in on is what verse 52 says. He says, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye." The word "moment" comes from the Greek word where we get our word "atom" from. Atom is a very small elemental thing of just about everything. And now all of a sudden, something that is so small, that's what Jesus is talking about, or what the Apostle Paul is talking about. In a moment, in an atom of time, Jesus is coming. You won't be able to get ready for the rapture at the moment the rapture is happening. You can't say, "Hey, Jesus, wait just a minute." And I say that very respectfully. The fact is, Jesus is coming. And when he comes, it'll be in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The change that we always experience in life from one season to the next, the seasons where we were young and vibrant and able to do a lot of things, and as we get older, we're obviously a little slower, maybe not quite as strong. things change. But could you imagine the moment the change of our life being able to receive a glorified body? That moment of time, that atom of time, it'll be a change, and boy, will it be quick. I'd like to ask you, are you ready for that moment? If the Lord Jesus were to come back and rapture his church today, would you be ready? The moment that we talk about this great change when we receive a glorified body. You know, the neat thing about that is that change happens after the first change. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation or new creature. King James says creature. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And there's the change. And boy, I'm thankful for that. And then when that time comes, when he comes and raptures us, the word harpazo is used for rapture there to catch us away. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen quick. And the only way that person can be ready is to repent of their sins and put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died a bloody death, was buried, rose again on the third day, ascended to the Father, and coming back to receive all those who have received him by grace through faith. I hope that you've done that. You've been listening to the Bible Beacon podcast, and we're going to take just a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right. Thank you so much for staying in and tuning with us. And as we come to a close, I would like to just encourage you that if you've never trusted Jesus Christ, that you would cry out to Jesus and cry out to the one that you know that died for you and shed his blood on the Calvary's cross, was buried and rose again the third day and is risen, is alive today. And he's interceding for those who call upon him. We'd just like to encourage you to do that. We would love for you to watch us on our Facebook page at the church that I pastor, Gospelite Free Will Baptist Church. You can watch us at GLFWBC. That stands for Gospelite Free Will Baptist Church. And we would love for you to watch us on Facebook. And we'll have service tonight, the Lord willing, at 6 o'clock. So remember that. And I hope that you'll tune in real faithfully this week, okay? Thank you for tuning in today. Hope this will be a help to you. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Let's pray. Let's pray for our president. Let's pray for one another, and let's just pray that God's kingdom would increase. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, we come thanking you for your love for us, and we thank you for your care. Thank you for those who have listened today. And I pray that you would bless them. I pray that if they're not saved, that they would get saved. If they are not living close to you as they once did, that you would revive their heart. And Lord, for every believer, Lord, I pray that you'd strengthen them to live for you. Lord, we pray for our president and his wife, Melania. I pray that you would just bring healing to them. And Father, we pray that you would be glorified in that situation as well. We pray for those who have been mean and ill-hearted toward the president. We pray that you would convict them of this sin. And Lord, pray that they would turn and put their faith in you. Father, we thank you again for this time. And we thank you for our listeners. Pray that you would help them. And Father, we praise you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this is Pastor Raymond Rivers of the Bible Beacon Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Continue to pray for us, and we would greatly appreciate that. Please, if you would, message us here. We would love to be able to hear from you. If you have any prayer requests or ideas for future podcasts, we would appreciate that. Just send it to us here, and we'll get that and do as the Lord leads us. Thank you so much, and again, we love you. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be soon. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.